Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Celebrate, Bills Mafia. The Bills have won 27-25. Kansas City, here we come.
Sports Talk Saturday.
And that will do it. The remaining 25 seconds will tick away as the Bills are only left thinking about what could have been as their arch nemesis in the playoffs strikes again.
Put in more than you got. No pain. No pain. No pain. Okay, take it to it. Take it to it.
Makes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
The WGR Sports Radio 550.
Evan injecting the hope.
Yes.
Rocky IV. Putting some Rocky in there.
Mm-hmm. I was almost going to make a Rocky III reference with Bruce because he's like, this isn't a game where you come out and change everything, you know, like you don't flip completely, because that's what Rocky did. He went from southpaw to orthodox fighter and against Clubber Lang. In the third movie. I was like, it's not that movie. It's Rocky IV.
So now, let me lead off here with this hour with something that I have said over the last few weeks. Ever since we were getting into the postseason, what have I been saying week in and week out, Joe? The past does not guarantee the future.
Yeah, past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Forget every thought, every time that I said that.
The men in black, the little memory eraser thing.
I never said that at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Warren Bossing say, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say that. Never said it in my life. Okay, yes, I did. And it still actually comes through tomorrow. There are different ways to win a football game. Would I love for the Buffalo Bills to comfortably go away winning against the Kansas City Chiefs in the fourth quarter? Of course I would. Who wouldn't want that for their sanity?
Mm-hmm.
But man, I would love to have it. I would love to have it. But I'm not going to get it. It's not going to be easy tomorrow.
But no.
Like I had predicted, that last week was not easy for us watching this game. Tomorrow is going to be not easy for all of us.
Yeah.
Talking, listening.
Watching, anything. Like, just, it's going to be nightmare fuel for most of the day until that game
You're
starts.
Going to have a mixture of sitting down and standing up.
Mm-hmm. Pacing.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Your stomach is going to feel uneasy. You're not sure if that's the nerves or the snacks that your friend brought to the party.
Oh, God.
But make sure to enjoy it together. Because unlike the last time that they were in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, we didn't have the opportunity for the social gatherings.
No.
To be normal.
And yeah, you say it best. Just enjoy it because...
Enjoy this. Enjoy the knots in your stomach.
Yeah.
Together.
We're lucky to be in this situation with this team, truthfully. I mean, it's not like hockey where a lot of teams make it and it's sad if you don't. This is it. Like, there's only a certain number and it's good to be within those numbers every season, and this season especially.
And now let's get to you guys and girls and everyone out there. 803-0550 is the number to call. Because here we are. AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, part deux. And I'm a mix of excited, anxious, but ready is the one thing that I know is going to be all throughout. I'm ready. And are all of you? Let's find out. as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Mo in Buffalo first. Mo, welcome. You're leading the calls. How you doing? What you got?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Now, I just want to say, you know, I believe for this game, I think Josh and the Bills could just read option the Chiefs to death, kind of like how Lamar and them did the Steelers. Josh Allen, 6'6", 260. There's no more worry about next game getting hurt. Running, read option him all day. When they bite, dump it down, get one stop. The game won't be very hard. That's all I wanted to say. I believe we're going to win, you know, 31-14. Go Bills.
31-14. Ooh.
I like the confidence.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Mo, it ain't going to be that easy.
Mm-hmm. No.
I hope your prediction's right. I really do. I don't want to have the knots in my stomach all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to be pacing back and forth.
I do like what he's saying, though, with the RPOs, letting Josh Allen.
He was wrong about one thing. There would be another game to worry about.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want him to just start taking unnecessary hits.
If I have to have Mitchell Trubisky in the Super Bowl, I might as well throw myself through a wall.
Yeah, I don't want to see him taking the hits C.J. Stroud was taking against the Chiefs.
No.
Just the knee hits, everything like that.
Yeah.
No. But you're right. They might have to lean into him to run a little bit, and that's expected at this point in the season.
But here's the thing. They don't.
Mm-mm. Maybe the red zone, like Bruce was saying.
I don't want to pick apart the call because I like what Mo's thinking about, like, weaponizing Josh Allen a little bit more. And in that Chiefs game, he was. He was a weapon in that game.
Yeah.
But that said, they do run the ball so well in a standard way.
Effectively, without him.
That they don't need it. And they don't need to give Josh Allen more of those hits. In the red zone's the red zone. That is a different animal all its own. But Mo's right about one thing, though. If you look at the last game, they bottled up James Cook really well on defense with Kansas City. He had 9 carries for 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Cook did have 2 rushing touchdowns.
You're also missing...
But his longest run was 6 yards.
Right. You were missing Big Spence, though, on the right side.
You were missing Spencer Brown, yes.
I know that's not like the biggest... It is a game changer, but it's not going to completely flip the run on its head, but it's a difference.
But it is mm-hmm. a difference. Let's not go ahead and ignore that.
Yeah.
That said... Josh Allen did have the most rushing yards on the team. And on that 26-yard run to cap it off, that was more than any Bills running back had that day.
Yeah,
I remember. Bills running backs combined. I'm just doing my quick maths here.
Yeah.
Had 49 yards total.
Yeah, they
Josh Allen
push 50
had 55.
Yards. Mm-hmm.
So there is something to it. Because the Chiefs were doing so well against the run, heading into that game, they were the best run defense in the league. The Ravens headed into Buffalo last week, the best run defense in the league. Unlike against Kansas City in the regular season, the Bills were able to run the football against Baltimore.
They were.
Effectively, especially in the first half.
That was the worry. We talked about it going into the game. Can you get the ground game going? And right away, they got the ground game going.
The bell.
So it was. You knew right away. Okay,
they answered the bell.
The run is alive right now.
It is exactly what it's...
Which sets up the play action, which sets everything up for the Bills' success.
Exactly. So there's a lot to this. And, of course, the biggest thing that they've been doing all season, you don't win 13 games by mistake.
No.
You win 13 games and your 2 playoff games because the Buffalo Bills have done something all year that has been bewildering to me. Do it again. Win the turnover battle. Or at least don't lose it.
Yeah. Tie it, whatever.
That is the thing that they have not done this year is lose the turnover battle against Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes threw an interception on the second play from scrimmage.
I remember that, and everyone here erupted. But, yeah, even last week.
And Buffalo in that game got 2 picks, the game sealer, but also the second play from scrimmage.
Yeah, and last week we were talking. Baltimore, they tied the turnover battle in the first game.
Oh, yeah, they tied
in
the first game, but it was not.
Going into this game.
And what did they do?
They didn't turn the ball over one time. They dominated it.
Dominated with ball control. And that has been something that's happened all playoffs, by the way.
Yeah, and that was a high-intensity playoff game as well. All the stakes.
But notice.
And they did it.
Outside of, I'd say, Denver, what has every team that's been eliminated this postseason had a problem with?
Turnovers.
Losing the turnover battle.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers against the Texans. Herbert throws 4 picks.
Yeah. The Texans against the Chiefs. I mean, both of them were turning the ball
over. Both of them were turning the ball over, but
the Texans lost.
The Vikings losing, bowing out early. The Lions bowing out as quick as they did. Protecting the football does matter here, and nobody hit. I can't believe I'm saying this. Nobody has done this better this year than Josh Allen.
No.
And what the hell reality am I living in?
Talk about flipping the script entirely on its head. That's exactly what the Bills and Josh Allen did. 4% of their plays end up with a drastic, like a terrible outcome. 4%.
I remember I heard a clip from Dan Le Batard this week being absolutely confounded.
Yeah.
That Josh Allen, a player noteworthy for his turnovers,
is playing the safest football.
Had the safest season of all time when it came to the combination of interceptions, fumbles, and sacks taken. He was confounded about it. And that's the season that Josh Allen is having.
Mm-hmm.
And they need some more out of it from him if they want the ultimate prize.
Two more games.
We've got Rob in Connecticut. Rob, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be on Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday. And, you know, you were talking about your friends bringing snacks over. Just make sure that they're not stale donuts, stale chips, and boneless buffalo wings from Sandusky, Ohio.
Yes.
You know your stomach will be doing backflips.
It's already going to be.
You know I had to bring that back.
It's already going to be. So, yeah.
We appreciate you bringing that back.
But listen, you know, I'm not gonna be one of the fans that says, you know, what are the keys of the game? You guys, everybody covers everything as far as what are the keys of the game and this and that. It just, I'm with you guys as far as how I feel before the game. It just feels right for us this year, for me. And I've been following the Bills since 85. So it's like, yes, of course I want to win this game. I would love to see Buffalo win this game. If we lose, I'll be a little bit disappointed, but I've been through it before. 13 seconds is behind us. This is the time now, you know, and the way I feel, it's like destiny calls, and that's one of our mottos, destiny calls. And I've been saying leave no doubts, and the comeback is stronger than the setback. I mean, this is it, you know, for me, and I'm looking forward to the game. My prediction for the score is Buffalo 34. Kansas City 27. And the other game, as far as Washington and the Eagles, I'm looking for Washington to pull this one off, 38-35.
Yeah, no, that game's going to be real entertaining heading in. Thank you, Rob.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, good to hear from Rob. Two very entertaining championship matchups, though.
Right.
Like, you've got good football to end the
season. You've got real good football here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that it is, like, especially in a season where, like, the good and the bad have been so outlined, written in Sharpie, that it is the cream rising to the crop. The Lions, ultimately, those injuries did prove that they were not going to end up being one of the best teams in the league at that point. The injuries on defense were just too much to overcome.
Yeah, they couldn't.
That is a season loss for them, and I do genuinely wonder about that. But
and you look last season, though, the Bills had a similar outcome with A.J. Klein coming off the couch and playing against Travis Kelce, right? So it's like, you understand how the Lions feel, how the fans feel. Like, it resonates.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a terrible way to go out.
And there's a lot to this. There's a lot of nuance that we all know we're going to keep going over throughout the next couple of days, today and tomorrow. And again, my main point that I'm going to keep hitting home at for the emotional side of this is to just enjoy this. Because like Rob said, as crappy as it sounds, losing to the Chiefs is kind of a normalcy at this point. And you're like, I don't want to say that people are numb to it because I'm not other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I am. I am numb to it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how many people are going to actually watch the Super Bowl around here if it happens to be the downside? Really? I don't want to obviously see that, but, you know, it's a reality we do have to face. At the same time, just try to enjoy it the best you can, because this is the stress. This is why we do this. The feeling that you're going to get in this game is why we do this.
The tingle in your gut.
Yes. The tingle in your gut.
The knot in your stomach. Like, it's just like, it's always there. The heart palpitations. Seek medical attention if they become too extreme, though.
Yes.
Can only recommend that.
Yeah. Do not ignore it.
Take the baby aspirin.
We'll stay in Connecticut and go to Mike here. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're thriving, baby. What you got for us?
Well, I was telling your screener there, I go back to the 90s teams, and I was just thinking to ask Bills fans, if there's any one guy from those teams you'd love to see on the Bills today to make a difference, who would it be? I was thinking of a lot of guys, but I think I settled on Bruce Smith to be coming around that right end and have Rousseau and Vaughn coming around the left. I think that would just terrorize quarterbacks. I'd like to see what the fans think.
Mike, your question, like the question ended up on the screener to a point where I'm going to leave you on the line for our answers here because we talked about this actually off air. Joe and I, we did have, we both were like, yeah, Bruce Smith would be great, but I do think that's the easy cop out.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what did you end up with?
I landed on Biscuit.
Cornelius Bennett.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
To have a versatile player that can rush and be steady out there on defense for you. Mike, I said Henry Jones.
I love Henry, yeah.
Henry Jones had a four-year stint where he forced 19 turnovers. And a Bills defense that lives and dies by that sword, he would have been perfect for that. And he had eight interceptions in 1992, first-team All-Pro. You tell me that the Bills secondary wouldn't have a safety playmaking like that right now, especially after the departures of Hyde and Poyer?
No, that'd be huge.
Yeah, I love
– real quick, though. Are they thinking of activating Micah Hyde at any time?
Let's and Mike, I appreciate that. This will be the last comment here with you. And it's this. Micah Hyde was not signed to see the field.
Yeah, he's a
he wasn't.
Vet presence in the locker room, film room, helping out.
And it's to do right by him. Mm-hmm. Do right by a player that's done right by your organization.
Yeah, because now he's attached to the team. So guess what? If they get a ring,
he gets a ring.
So
that's the thing.
He sees it through.
He sees it through. The Bills see it through. That is absolutely what it is.
Yeah.
But yes, I'd even take 2 years ago Micah Hyde on this team.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that that is not how the cards were dealt.
Mm-hmm. Because that defense, Hyde and Poyer,
it was
playmaking. Oh, my God. Chef's kiss for a safety tandem, pretty much, right?
And yes, like for example, the fact that Taylor Rapp is injured, he will not play in this game. Man, I would love a guy like Henry Jones on this squad. Go get a guy that makes you plays. Go get a guy that gets them picks.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite stat about him was they didn't track pass deflections until 1999.
Yeah.
And in his last 2 years as a Bill, he had 8 and 9 at the end of his career. So could you imagine what it was when he was making his run? How many pass defenses that he had in 1992 when he was a first-team All-Pro and had 8 interceptions? That's a special season from a player.
Yeah. Can I give you a team stat?
Yes.
That might blow your mind? Found this one. This stat started being tracked in 1933, for your information.
Ooh.
Including playoffs, the Bills have played 12 turnover-free games this season, most by any team in a season since that stat was tracked in 33.
Protect.
I don't know how they were tracking stats in 1933.
Protect.
But
le football.
Yeah. I had
and
to go back and find that.
Things might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, like, you know, there's a certain sentiment around here in this building, even in particular, that like punts are turnovers.
Yeah.
But if you combine punts with turnovers, it's worse. Right?
Like actual turnovers. Yeah.
Because this Bills team doesn't do a lot of both of those things.
No.
That's the beauty in their business.
I remember when they brought Sam Martin on. And he didn't see the field for a few games, like at the start of that
when
season.
He started as a Bill.
Yeah, like there was the Titans game where they just killed him, right? I think it was the week four, the Dolphins game.
Yep.
That's the first time he saw the field all season because they just ran the table to start things off. So it's like,
yeah
they sign a punter.
But they also had turnovers instead of punts. So
you're right.
Jay Allen doing like the arm punt, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But even that, I've started to sour on the arm punt because there's probably contextually a play to be made in the intermediate that could probably go for a first down.
Yeah, right. Let's not just heave it down the field.
There are some arm punts that he has had in his career where they have irritated me the minute that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, that can't be your best option. You're just going for broke because you're sugar high.
Yeah.
And we have not seen that this year.
Nope.
And I hope that we continue to not see it.
It's just there's always that second of silence. You know, it's just combing through the nerves, trying to.
It's a lot to have to process, to go through this, to have the emotion to be able to connect with everyone though too is why I like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty in all of it, is that we get to do this again for another week. And I would love to be able to say we get to do this again for another week.
But there's a game that's got to be played
but
first.
But there are individuals that have to play on a 53-man roster that we have no control over.
And the biggest non-controllable, non-foreseeable stat of all, luck.
We are freaking hopeless.
Yeah, it's just luck.
In helping.
Mm-hmm. It's sit
we're
back.
We're hopelessly helpless.
Sit back and watch, man.
And just enjoy that.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fact that we are going to be hopelessly helpless. And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to be... I thought last week was the toughest waiting period.
No, we were saying that. We were saying that last week. You were absolutely right. I just want this game to start.
So wrong.
And here we are. I want this game to start, though. I feel more excited for this matchup than I did for last week.
I think a lot of that had to do with social media.
Well, it was just so toxic.
Yeah, it was the fact that the two fan bases had been going at each other all year about something else, and now there was a game to be played between these two teams with stakes on the line that mean a lot more than an MVP conversation. And all that sourness. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's where that came from. And I wanted to avoid everything, and I stayed offline all week. And this has been different. And I think it has to do with the fact that it's also a little bit of a hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah.
You are dealing with a team that, again, has gotten in the way of this team time and again. Can they get him out of the way? That
Peyton Manning eventually beat the Patriots.
That is what we're looking at, and that's what we're looking forward to hopefully seeing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to more of your calls coming up here on the other side. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, this is Sports Talk Saturday. We're here with you, and none of you listen to me. If you were on hold, stay there, because we were going to get to more of your calls on the other side on Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.
It really does. And it means something to this city. It means something to this team. It means something to these players. It means something to the narrative. And I think really that team has connected with this fan base. It's connected with the idea that there's nobody out there who wants to rub it in people like Jerry Coleman's face every day more than Buffalo Bills fans, because we all know a Jerry Coleman, right? We grew up with a Jerry Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
We had people in our lives who said the exact same thing. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
Yep.
We had people make fun of us on the playground. We had people say, you're a Bills fan, why? We've all listened to things like that growing up, and it's high time to shut them up. And when this time comes, when we get to say, no, I'm sorry, you're wrong, that's done. We get to go, you know what? Thank you, Buffalo Bills, for removing this from my life, from giving me that sense of relief, and for being able to stick it to people like that. And that's what I want.
I love that from Bruce Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce usually is the guy that helps me get like my emotions in check anytime I have him on. And it's not by mistake that I have him on during the most stressful points in a Bills season. That's not an accident. That is by design. But to hear that from Bruce, that really hits home because, again, Bruce is the guy that I will bring him in so that I can get myself in check. And to hear the emotion from him like that, that means a lot. And Bruce is a longtime friend of this program, whether it's been Nate or me hosting it. And we've had him on for countless things, including draft coverage last year when Zach and I were on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we needed to fill some time during day three. I love that Bruce is fired up for this thing just as much as the rest of us. And we're ready to go.
I mean, that he's absolutely right, though. Every word of what he said... It's time to
Stop that.
It even connects with that PSA you had in the last hour.
Yeah, let's not gatekeep. Like, it's time.
But it also has something to do with we've all been effectively stuffed in lockers as fans. It was never cool to be a Bills fan.
No, it was never the cool thing to
do. And Bruce brings that up with the people that you know, like, especially if you live out of the market. Those are the Bills fans that really feel that sting. Because kids are brutal, man.
Yeah, you wear your Bills jersey to school in Baltimore as a young Bills fan. Can you imagine that?
Yep.
You know,
like, we're in Kansas City.
Kansas City, you got your Josh Allen jersey on. Like, it's enemy territory. You are behind enemy lines, my friend.
You think about that thing. So remember, remember the Worthy Wars.
That teacher
in Denver.
Uh huh.
When she called in,
she's going to the Wyoming game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think of people like that. When Bruce says those comments, I think of people that don't live here.
Yeah.
Those are the ones
that
suffer that.
What a great call that was, too. I remember that. Yeah.
That's part of why I love this damn job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you connect with people. And you hear what they hear. You feel what they feel. And I do love that people have been in on that. That said, most of you ignored what I said.
Yes.
We're going to go back to the phone lines, and we had full phone lines. We do not anymore. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump in.
So now's your chance.
Now's your chance. Because people did not listen to me when I said I would come back to the phones, and I'm going to come back to the phones. I'm going to go to Steven in Florida just to prove it. Steven, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Well, less than 30 hours and counting. I've been a Bills fan since the 60s. A lot of people don't remember Dennis Shaw. This was on the heels of the Jack Kemp era when the Bills had a championship game, and at least one of those beat the Kansas City Chiefs back then before the Super Bowl era. But here's what I wanted to say. I got a lot to say. I'll try to cover this quickly. First of all, an analogy. The Rocky IV comparison is very valid. And if you remember, the trainer for Apollo Creed in that, he's talking to Rocky, and he says to him, "Do it! Do it!" And the thing is, Josh Allen is Rocky, and Mahomes is Drago. Okay, so here's what I want to say. Last night, I got to watch the entire game minus the commercials of the Ravens-Bills. I don't have TV, so I don't have the luxury of watching it. I got to depend on the guys at WGR. So here's, from watching the game, to me, it was very scary because the Bills did great in the first half. They got in the third quarter, and the Bills' offense squandered two golden opportunities with their first two possessions where they could have really gone out in front of the Ravens. And so overall, the third quarter was disastrous on both sides of the ball. And I had told friends of mine, if the Bills are going to win this game, they got to be up by at least two scores at the half. They've got to limit Henry to 75 to 80 yards and find a way to stop Lamar. Well, overall, they did that. And here's the thing. The defense was really the ones that won that game. They were the kings of what they did all season long, which was the takeaways. But the thing is, if they had not done that, to me, especially watching the game last night, we'd be having a very different conversation right now because I think the Ravens would have won. So here's what I want to say about this game tomorrow. Yes, the Bills defense needs to come up big again. They've absolutely got to put pressure on Mahomes, unlike last year. And I understand they had injuries they don't have now. So they got to do that. They got to limit Pacheco in the running game. They've got to find a way to cover Worthy and Kelsey. But more importantly, the Bills offense, and especially Josh Allen, must have their best game ever. And they are capable of doing this. They cannot do what they did in the third quarter last week. Josh Allen's got to put on the Superman cape, and he knows it's him and the whole team, the offensive line, Cook and Davis and all those other guys. But Josh has got to step up and prove that he is the number one player in the league and worthy of the MVP designation. And the thing I want to say is that I want to see the Bills out by at least two scores, just like last week at halftime. But the thing is, I think that they have to win by at least 10 points. No 13 seconds, no comeback by Mahomes. They've got to be sufficiently out in front so that when it gets to the two-minute warning, Mahomes and company cannot pull a 13-second game and come back and win this game. If the Bills do that, they will win. So it's got to be wide open offensively. That's the key to Buffalo winning this game.
Steven, I appreciate the call. You got a lot there that we got to go over. Thank you very much. So I get what you're saying and why it felt good the last time these two teams met in the regular season. It was a two-score game. It was a nine-point lead when Kansas City finally got the ball back.
Yep. Even if so they scored on that final.
The most they could do is 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I know you want it to feel easy like that. You like to have that sense of relief. Don't expect it. Do not expect it. Do not expect anything to be easy at this point. What he mentions, though, about the third quarter with the Ravens, yes, you need to make sure you don't have a swoon like that. You need to be on your P's and Q's all game. That said, that game plan was for a team that notoriously beats themselves in the playoffs. That game plan was crafted because Baltimore historically shoots themselves in the foot in the playoffs, and all you had to do was kind of get yourself out of the way.
Case in point, what did they just do?
How do you craft a plan to beat the Chiefs? You craft the same game plan that you did in the last game, which is adapt and overcome. The Bills were struggling in the run game, particularly with their backfield.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they do? They got away from it. And they let Josh Allen do his thing. They let him cook. They let him do everything that he had to do. Distribute the ball to a bevy of wide receivers and get them to make the plays.
And they didn't need him to do that much because the stat line shows that.
But Josh Allen threw the ball 40 times that game.
Yeah.
This year, that's been kind of abnormal. But they did it out of necessity. That's the big deal to me, is that they recognized the necessity, and then it was distribute the football. Cooper had a nice play one-on-one down the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Shakir had 8 catches for 70 yards.
Yes.
But everyone was contributing in that game. 6 different players caught a pass. I'd expect more of the same. Because that's how you beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You do it in a way where, how do you beat them? You beat them death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah, you got to paper cut them to death.
You've got to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
I would expect more of the same here.
Yeah. They're already, by the way, turning themselves into the victims. I don't know if you've seen this.
I'm not surprised.
They're saying...
I'm not surprised.
Apparently, it's spreading through the facility that people are calling Arrowhead Allenhead.
Craig Carton said it yesterday.
Yep. And then someone put it on their story. Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Stroop, Wharton, and Remigio, whatever his name is.
So, ready?
Craig, they all watched
it. Let's say something about Craig Carton. Craig Carton, after the Bills lost to the Jets in week one of the regular season a couple years ago, there was a situation asked of Josh Allen for Zach Wilson straight up, and Craig Carton said, no, the Jets wouldn't accept that. I wouldn't accept that. I'd rather have Zach Wilson than Josh Allen. That's the guy that said Allen had. So, athletes will do whatever they have to put a chip on their shoulder. Whatever they have to. That is just, it's a professional trade at that point. If you get to the professional level, you've got to find some way to motivate you, even if it's fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
Shaquille O'Neal is one of the best at that.
Yeah. Alex Baresky commented on it from Batavia Daily. The Bills are so well buttoned up that opposing teams' fan bases have to create fake controversy to motivate their team.
Yes.
Not one. It wasn't like the Bengals saying, see y'all in Burrowhead.
Yes.
It's not the same thing.
The Bengals said those things themselves.
The team itself said that. The players themselves said that.
Cam Taylor-Britt became one of the biggest trash talkers
over
the last couple of years.
The only trash talk I've heard from the Bills is now the Ravens' 9 Pro Bowlers can go to the Pro Bowl. That's the only like big trash talk I've heard
from them. And it's not confirmed who said that.
No. Unknown Bills player.
Yeah.
So let's pump the brakes on the Allen head. It doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
Like, Burrowhead at least sounded like Arrowhead, so it was good. Like, yeah. This is clearly not good.
I mean, Allen head does sound, because it starts with the same letter.
It starts with an A, I guess. But
again, I'm not worried about that. And again, athletes will create their own controversies. They'll create their own motivations because that's what they do. Athletes do that. That is not a mistake. We'll take one more call real quick before we go to the break. We'll go to Mike in West Seneca. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
How you doing?
What you got for us?
I got the Bills blowing the Kansas City Chiefs out. I hear what you guys are saying, but I'm sorry, I'm not done yet. But people don't know what they're talking about. The score is going to be 47-17. Von Miller's going to have a game that everybody's going to finally eat crow on. Allen's going to throw for 359 yards. He's going to have five touchdowns. One of them, I'm going to make a prediction, is going to be a receiving touchdown. And the guy that's going to throw it is Dalton Kincaid. When they run a wildcat, and it's going to be a play that's never been seen.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the optimism, man. There's no way in hell that I'm going to expect.
Do you want to build a snowman? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
because like
I love that you have that optimism. I'm not going to pretend like it's something that's going to be realistic.
And here's the thing: if that happens, yes.
Ready? If that happens, call me at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
I will personally say I am sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If that happens, that's legendary. That's phenomenal, and I would be here for it.
I will be here for it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this verbatim. I will apologize to you, man to man, if the Bills blow out the Chiefs.
Yes.
Not even exactly how you predict. If they blow them out,
even if it's like 30 something to
14 points or more.
Yeah, like anything like that.
You call me at 3 a.m. I will be on this very microphone that I'm on right now, and I will say I'm sorry. Okay? So put that in the pocket. I mean that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to insult you at all. I'm here to say you have your genuine opportunity to clap back at me if that happens. I'm even telling you where to meet me at the flagpole so you can rub it in my face.
Mm-hmm. Because again, like we said,
I would love that.
If that happens,
to be wrong like that.
If we're sitting here in the first quarter and it's a blowout, and
are you
like
ready? The first thing that's going to happen in the newsroom is I'm going to go, Mike better call back.
Yeah, right.
That's what, like, I'm going to turn to Joe in the newsroom.
We'll be expecting
your
call.
If it's a blowout, I'm going to be like, that guy better call back.
In the wee hours of the morning, we'll be expecting your call.
If you're right, Mike, call me on Sunday at 3 a.m. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Please do it. Please. Because I would love for that. I would love for that victory lap for you. I don't expect it. I don't think it's going to be that easy. The Chiefs have one of the best defenses in the National Football League consistently. And I want Steve Spagnuolo to just get hired by another football team as a head coach. He's annoying. 803-0550 is the number to call. Michael, Jim, I see you guys on hold there. Stay there. We'll come back to you on the other side. Sports Talk Saturday continues on here until 3 o'clock today on WGR. Last segment here of hour number 2 of 4 today. That's right. You heard me. We're going until 3 o'clock today, not the standard 2 o'clock here. Mostly the reason here is we're just going to go right into Sabres pregame. That'll start at 3 o'clock here on WGR. I'd guess the underlying reason would be is that the Bills are in the AFC Championship game.
I would assume so.
There's an underlying reason for this. But, oh man, this is going to be one of those, like, how tough are you? Like the salty spittoon questions. How tough are you? I watched the Bills and Chiefs game and only cried one time. That's how tough I am. How tough are you? That's what this game's going to do to people. And yes, sports fans, it's okay to cry. Context given, of course.
You know, yeah.
Like, if the Bills only run for like 2 yards on first down, no, that's not the time to cry.
No. No, that is not the time to cry.
Might be a little premature.
Mm-hmm.
But the context might be if the Bills have to go for it on 4th and 3 and they lose the game because they only got a 2 yard run, then yes. But like if it's first down and they only run for 2 yards, no, that's not the time to do it. You could happy cry, you could sad cry. It's okay. Be in your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Be in your feelings this weekend, Bills fans. Let's get at it.
It's the time to be.
We'll sneak a call in here. Michael from Marilla, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Oh, we're
good. How are you?
We're hanging. What you got for us?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm feeling pretty optimistic. I wanted to get your take real quick before I get to my question. What do you think of the Pete Carroll hire?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that one?
What do you think of the Pete Carroll hire?
Oh, the Pete Carroll hire. Weird.
Before I get to my comment, yeah.
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 I'd say weird.
Pete Carroll hire was definitely not expected. Like, I thought he was, you know, retired or, you know, he's an older coach.
Yeah.
Now that he's active again. So I wasn't expecting the Raiders to go that direction.
The average age of the head coach in the AFC West is 65 years old now.
Yeah.
He's the NFC oldest West, coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
And in the NFC West, it's 40.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty booty myself. But anyway, here's my thing on the Chiefs game. So I was telling the screener, you got your Kelce, you know, and hopefully we can contain Kelce, whatever it is. Maybe we'll throw a linebacker on him, maybe not. You got Worthy. Was a sneaky player for me for Kansas City that we need to watch that we might not be thinking enough about is Noah Gray. Noah Gray had a good year this year when Kelce wasn't doing much in Kansas City. And he can ball. He can ball out. So if we do contain Kelce, Noah Gray is someone that I think we should look out for during this game.
I like the Noah Gray comment.
Michael, I appreciate the call because, ready? You have a point.
He scored 2 touchdowns against the Bills in their regular season matchup. It wasn't Kelce.
And that was the point.
Yeah.
Noah Gray had more touchdowns than Travis Kelce this year.
Yes. It's almost like they're trying. I don't know where Kelce is retirement-wise. I'm not going to sit here and speculate. But it's almost like they're kind of testing the waters on a Travis Kelce not being your leading receiving tight end. You know what I'm saying? Like, at certain games this year, they've looked to Noah Gray more than they've looked to Travis Kelce in those situations.
And the thing is that there's a lot of efficiency with his targets.
Mm-hmm.
There are not a lot of misfires when they're targeting Noah Gray this year.
No. And in his career, by the way, he's been solid. Even as the second stringer, when they've looked his way, he's been pretty locked down for them. I just remember from years past watching Chiefs games and depending on who they were playing, they'd look to him at times and it would work.
They threw to him 49 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
He caught 40 of them.
Yeah.
So he's been very efficient with his targets this year. Noah Gray would be someone that, especially in the red zone, you have to watch. Because what I noticed in that Bills game against Kansas City was they were kind of trying to replace Kelce a little bit in the aggregate. It was him and Justin Watson that were getting more of the attention than Kelce was in that game. Travis Kelce finished the game against Buffalo 2 catches for 8 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Watson had 2 catches for 26. Noah Gray had 4 catches for 23 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So there is something, there's a lot of merit to what Michael had to say there.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate the call there, Michael, and way to bring that take in.
Very good point.
A very good point. I do like that. So the Bills will have other options that they have to look out for. And just make sure you play responsibly on. Be on your P's and Q's, especially in the red zone, where their defense does ultimately bend but don't break.
Yeah, as they
in
say,
good situations.
As they say on any sports betting PSA, please play responsibly. Yes. Don't turn the ball over.
There you go. Don't turn the ball over. That's an important
thing. You might hear that a lot in the commercial break, so just keep that in mind.
Jim, Bill, I see you here. We got to get another break in, and when we come back, it's hour 3, and it's full of time for your calls here. Bills and Chiefs. AFC Championship game. Let's get after it.
Mm-hmm.